भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 10th, Chapter 82nd, entitled Krishna Meets the Inhabitants of Vrindavan. Text 41. Api smaratana sakhya swanamartha jikirshaya gatam chirayitan shatru पक्षक्षपणचेतसः अपि स्मर्थना सख्यः स्वानामर्थजिकीर्षया गतां चिरायेतान् शत्रु पक्षक्षपणचेतसः। माताजीस्मर्तनाशक्यनामर्तजिकेशयाशवणचेतसः स्मर्तनाशक्य अपि वेदर स्मरत यू रिमेम्बर न अस सख्या गर्लफ्रेंड्स सो नाम ऑफ डियर वंस अर्थ पर्पसेस चिकीर्षया विद द डिजायर ऑफ एग्जीक्यूटिंग गतान गॉन अवे चिरायितान हैविंग रिमेन्ड शत्रु ऑफ आर एनिमीज पक्ष द पार्टी क्षपन टू डिस्ट्रॉय चेतसा हुज इंटेंट। लॉर्ड कृष्ण ट्रांसलेशन। लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेड माय डियर गर्ल फ्रेंड्स डू यू स्टिल रिमेंबर मी इट वॉज फॉर माय रिलेटिव सेक दैट आई स्टेड अवे सो लॉन्ग intent on destroying my enemies. There is no purpose, so we read the next verse. Ape avadhyayata asman sved akrit yavishak shankaya nunam bhutani bhagavan yunakti vyunakti cha. Translation and purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Do you perhaps think I am ungrateful and thus hold me in contempt? After all, it is the Supreme Lord who brings living beings together and then separates them. Purport, Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur reveals the gopi's thought. We are not like you who with your heart shattered by remembering us day and night, give up all sense enjoyment in your distress of separation. Rather, we have not remembered you at all. In fact, we have been quite happy without you. In response, Krishna asks, whether they resent his ingratitude. Om Ajnanate Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Sabadantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna So herein we see that the residents of Vrindavan, they are meeting Krishna after a long time. There has been a long separation. And therefore the feelings which are being exchanged are actually very intense. Especially the gopis of Vrindavan. Said when they saw Krishna, they embraced him within their hearts and went into a deep ecstatic trance. Right? And in this verse, Krishna is asking do you still remember me? Right? Krishna asked them. So Krishna kind of asks this question in a little teasing way. And the gopis also they reply in a contrary way, right? Or in a teasing way. They said, no, we never remembered you. We have been quite happy without you, right? So like that. So in this verse, so actually although they are saying in a contrary way, you know that every moment they have been actually remembering Krishna, right? So these are very high feelings of prema. Within the prema also, and there is a there are various stages of development, right? So just like we know Adho Shraddha, beginning from Shraddha, Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajan Kriya, Tato Nartan Vittisya, Tato Nishtha Ruchisya, Atha Asakti, Tato Bhava, Tata Prem Ubhyudanchati. Prem is the ninth. After Prema, there are further seven stages of development of Prema, right? Prema krame bade sneha manpanay raga anuraga bhava mahabhava hai. So there is, after prema, there are further seven stages that Nachikayata describes. Right? Beginning with sneha manpanay raga anuraga bhava and mahabhava. Like that. So we will discuss today the 8 verses from Shikshastakam, which actually gives the journey of every sadhaka, right, from starting from Shraddha up to Mahabhav, right, which is the highest development stage of even prema. Right? So this 8 verses actually starts with Shraddha and goes up to Mahabhav. Right? So these are very beautiful verses. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he composes verses for other instruction, but the Lord relishes himself also. So we will recite the verse in Sanskrit. We'll have it. Yeah, we have it here. And there are, for each verse, there will be 2 verses from CC to explain each verse. Right? So total we will, in this way we'll go gradually from Shraddha to Mahabhav, the feelings which actually the gopis are exchanging here with Krishna and Kurukshetra. Right? So we are tracing back, right, the journey of a person, right, in continuation with the theme of Din Gorang Prabhu, who initiated. So we'll recite this verse.
Cheto darpan marjanam bhava mahadavagnir vapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purunam ritaswadanam sarvatma sanapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
So we'll recite the 2 verses from CC. You can recite behind me.
Harshe Prabhu kahe na shuna sharup Ram Rai. Nam Sankirtana kalo parama upaye. नाम संकीर्तन हैते सर्वनर्थ नाश सर्व शुभोदय कृष्णा प्रेमेरा उल्लास.
सो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन हिज इन द लेटर पास्ट टाइम एट जगन्नाथपुरी ही वुड बी इन डिफरेंट moods of ecstasy, right? In that mood of ecstasy, the Lord would recite some verse and he would explain that verse himself, right? In this way, the Lord recited many verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the composition of Kalidas, Vidyapati, Chandidas, Krishna Kanamrit, and Ramananda Rai's Natak, and others' composition, and he would explain. So one particular day is mentioned. The Lord is in a mood of jubilation. Harshe Prabhu Kahen. Right? So, in the mood of jubilation, actually, the Lord would be feeling pains of separation, but when on chanting the holy name of the Lord, it would give solace to the heart. So, there is a mood of jubilation. The Lord is explaining the glories of Sankirtan. Right? The Lord is saying, Namu Sankirtan Kalo Param Upai. In great jubilation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, know from me that chanting the holy names is the most feasible means of salvation in the age of Kali. And by what is the effect? Nama Sankirtana Haite Sarva Narthanash Sarva Shubodaye Krishna Premira Ilas. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits, Prabhupada says. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. Krishna Premira Ullas. So, Sarva Shubodaya, right? There are 7 effects of chanting the holy name mentioned. 2 in each line and the 1 in the 4th line, right? The first, Cheto Darpan Marjanam, the first, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapan, the second, Shreya Kareva Chandrika Vitaranam, the third, fourth is Vidyavadu Jivanam, fifth is Anandam Budhivardhanam, sixth is Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam, seventh is Sarvatma Snapanam, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Therefore, there is all glories of the holy name of the Lord. So, these are seven Sarva Shubodai, the seven auspicious effects of chanting the holy name that are mentioned. Right? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, he wished that let the seven-tongued flame of Harinam Sankirtan be always ablaze in our matha, he would say. Right? He would say that even at the time of inundation, right, when everything is submerged in water, if you let this fire of Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, he would call it the seven-tongued flame. You know, that there is a fire of Krishna Sankirtanam and these are the seven auspicious effects, so he would make that comparison. So even at the time of inundation, this seven-tongued flame of Harinam Sankirtan remain ablaze, he would say, and not extinguished. Right? That was his desire, that let there will be always the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So, very briefly explaining, Cheto Darpan Marjanam, we know that how, cleaning the mirror of the heart, His Bhurijan Prabhu says, actually, we don't have a thin layer, our mirror of the heart is buried under the dust. Cheto Darpan Marjanam. Then, Bhava Mahadavagne Nirvapanam. Right? So, everyone burns in the, there are tapatray, we know various kind of miseries. But a person feels relief from these miseries by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Shreya Kairava, right? Kairava is the white lotus. So this white lotus blooms under the Chandrika Vidharanam, under the moonlight. There are some lotuses which bloom under the sun, other lotuses bloom under the moonlight. So this white lotus represents the good fortune. Right? So under this, the illumination of the holy name, which is very soothing, the white lotus of good fortune awakens. Right? And it is explained, what is this white lotus? That a person gets many, many opportunities for rendering devotional service. That is awakening of good fortune. Right? Participation in varieties of devotional service. Then Vidya Vadu Jivanam. Right? So, Vidya here is compared to a Vadhu. A wife, you know, Vadhu. The wife, life and soul, Jivanam, is the husband. Right? Or the wife naturally follows the husband, who is the life and soul. So similarly, it's mentioned here that transcendental knowledge follows the chanting of the holy name. Right? Like Krishna also says that I remove the darkness from the heart of one who worships me, right? Who chants my holy names. So the transcendental knowledge follows Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. And Anandam Budivardhanam. Right? As you said, even the huge ocean, the love for Krishna is compared to a huge ocean, but this ocean always expands, unlike this ocean, whose limits are, who has its fixed limits, right? In this material world, we don't have experience of expanding ocean. But here, said that the one's love for Krishna, which is awakened by chanting the holy name, it ever expands, actually. And one at every step, pratipadam purna amrita swadanam, at every step one tastes various mellows or the nectarian mellows of devotional service. And this holy name, sarvatma snapanam, it purifies the soul, right, of all its coverings. Therefore, all glories of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So, these are the seven effects of the chanting the holy names. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would say, chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with great attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly ills and all disturbances. And he would say, our only devotional service and duty is Shri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This understanding is auspicious. Right? So in this way he would say that how chanting the holy name of the Lord is like the king of all sadhanas. Right? It's like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had said to the residents of Kulinagaram, Eka Krishna Nama Kare Sarva Papashay Nava Vida Bhakti Puna Nama Haite Hai. So just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, all nine processes are executed. Right? Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement that Our only devotional service and duty is Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. So we also see that how Prabhupada had complete faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right? When at times the devotees would be sometimes arrested in the Western countries when they were distributing books and doing Sankirtan, they would be arrested and devotees would say probably we'll have to hire a lawyer and he would charge a lot of fees to get the devotees out. Prabhupada said, no, you all do Sankirtan within the jail. Right? And then as Gaurang Prabhu described the story that how the prison keeper would feel a threat, right? They would say, they will feel that they are more dangerous devotees inside the jail than outside. They would release them. Right? So Prabhupada, in any circumstance, would encourage the devotees to chant the holy name of the Lord. Once in the rainy season, the rain has just begun today, the devotees were doing Sankirtan, holding umbrellas, you know, big umbrella with mridanga and everything, right? And someone clicked a photograph and put on the front page of the newspaper. Nothing can stop Hare Krishna, not even rain. And so, therefore, the acharyas would encourage us, right, into chanting of the holy name of the Lord always, because that is our prime duty. Nama sankirtana haiti sarva narthanash sarva shubodaye Krishna premira ullas. One time one lady she met and she was expressing that, look, in Kali Yuga there are so many vices, you know, so many problems are increasing, so many people are actually exploiting the society and so much corruption. So she was saying, when Krishna was there, you know, he killed so many demons. You are all his devotees, you have to follow in the footsteps of Krishna. Right? That means she wanted to say, you know, what are you people doing? That so much is happening. So just one verse fortunately came to my mind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, that Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Haite Hai Sarva Jagat Nishtar. That actually Krishna has appeared in the form of holy name and he will continue to perform his duty, right? We will do our duty of chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Right? So actually, we should have faith that this is our main weapon actually to fight against all the evils of Kali Yuga, right? Because the Lord has appeared in the form of his holy names. So we know of there are so many social injustices, right, evils, and sometimes we have to have some agitations, right, protests or signing petitions, etc. Right? We sometimes have to do that. But however, we should have faith that actually we will be able to counter all these negativities, right, which is kalo dosh nidhe rajan, by actually spreading the holy name more and more. Right? Because nama sankirtan haite sarvanarthanash. Sarvanarthanash actually implies the anarthas within the heart as well as the anarthas of the society also. Right? One will be able to counteract all by increasing the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Just like Prabhupada, you know, he once was traveling and on the flight, Prabhupada read the Time magazine and there was an article, crime, why and what to do, right? And the next whole trip, you know, that Western trip, Prabhupada, wherever you go, he said, look, you people have no clue what to do now, right? You are caught up in a situation. But we know what to do. Nama sankirtana haite sarvanarthanash. So Prabhupada said, you give us facility. We will invite people to come chant here and chant, right, with us, and we will distribute prasadam. And the crime will be checked immediately. Right? So Prabhupada would, everywhere Prabhupada would go during that trip, you know, Prabhupada would raise this challenge that the whole society is now confused. They have tried all methods. They don't know what to do, but we know what exactly to be done. So in this way, chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is supremely auspicious, is our main devotional service, is our main weapon against all the vices of Kali Yuga. So, after reciting this verse, it describes, Uthila Vishad Danya Pade Apana Shlok Yahara Yahara Artha Shuni Sab Jaye Dukh Shok. So, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, there arose a feeling of lamentation and humility within his heart. Right? So we are going to see actually how these all verses are connected philosophically as well as through there is a thread of Lord's emotions. Right? So there is a philosophical thread and there is an emotional thread connecting all these eight verses of Shikshashtakam. So it said, after reciting the first verse, glorifying the holy name, there arose a feeling of lamentation and humility. And then he recited the second verse. Said, by hearing the meaning of this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, one's lamentation and unhappiness will go away. Right? It's quite beautiful. He says, by hearing the shok of Mahaprabhu lamentation, all one's lamentation of heart will go away. It's like another place Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, by hearing the story of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into the ocean, right? There is a pastime where he fell in the ocean, overnight he was floating. By hearing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falling into the ocean, one will be rescued from the ocean of samsara. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, by hearing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's marriage ceremony, one will be freed from the entanglement of family life. Right? So there are many such benedictions given at different places. So herein, by hearing this lamentation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which recite second shloka, said all one's heart lamentation will go away. Right? Jai Dukha Shok. So before we see the next verse, I just want to discuss one important point, that how we will see that in all the verses there is a increasing humility and increasing lamentation. Right? In the material world, when a person laments, the shok leads to moha, right? Illusion. And his illusion, he further laments and it further increases one's illusion. So the illusion and lamentation is like a cycle, vicious cycle, right? People lament, further illusion, again he laments, further illusion. The spiritual counterpart is Vishad Danya. There is the lamentation, but it increases to not illusion but humility of the heart. Right? This lamentation. So this lamentation increases humility. In that humility there is a further lamentation and which increases the humility further. Right? So therefore we'll see that how this emotion of Mahaprabhu, this is the emotional thread connecting the eight verses. He laments further and there is a further increase of humility in the heart. Right? So when a devotee actually starts practicing the chanting of the holy names, as we read the first verse, Cheto Darpan Marjanam, when he hears the holy name, suddenly there arises humility within the heart. And a devotee naturally repents that, oh, I have wasted so much time, right, in useless pursuits, and at such a later stage I have taken up to the chanting of the holy names. Right? That every devotee feels, right? There is a humility, there is a lamentation. But then, after the lamentation, there is a further humility, leads to further humility of the heart, and in that humility, a devotee feels, even now when I have opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord, I am still not taking full advantage, right? So there is a further increase, right, in the lamentation. Right? So in that lamentation, that I have not taken full advantage of the chanting the holy name, the Lord recites the second verse. We'll recite the second verse.
Namna mukari bahuda nijasharva shaktis tatrar pita ni mata smarane na kala eta dashitav kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva middishamiha janina nuragah.
So the two verses, there are many verses, I have selected two to explain each verse. Please recite behind me.
Khaite shuite yata tatha namalaye. काल देश नियम नाही सर्व सिद्धि है। सर्वशक्ति नामे दिला करिया विभाग, अमर दुर्दैव नामे नाही अनुराग।
Right, so he said, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is further lamenting. So he says, first of all, that Lord is so benevolent that there are no hard and fast rules. Khaite shuite yatha tatha nam lai. While drinking, while eating, while sleeping, one may chant the holy name of the Lord. Right? Kala desh niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai. There are no rules governing the time, place, and one achieves all perfection simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right? So we know that chanting is a hard struggle. So we feel lack of energy while chanting. Right? So devotees take some prasad in between. Right? Khaite shuite. And then again resume the chanting. There are other devotees who, while chanting, they eat with us some time. You know, while chanting, some mahaprasad comes or some opportunity. With the left hand, you eat some and continue your chanting. Right? There are others who don't want to eat with left hand. They ask someone, "You put in my mouth." Right? Right? While chanting with one hand, right hand is again chanting. Right? So khaite shuite yatha tatha nam lai. Right? While eating, while sleeping, or a person sometimes sleeps while chanting or chants while sleeping. In either case, khaite shuite yatha tatha nam lai. Right? While doing all these things. Actually, while doing all these things, still a person doesn't become disqualified. Right? Otherwise, if Vedic ceremony is being performed and one does such a thing, the whole ceremony would be spoiled. Right? Actually. But here, khaite shuite yatha tatha nam lai. Right? Still a person doesn't become disqualified. He can go on chanting and progressing. Right? Of course, we know that we all sometimes discuss that how we should try to chant in the morning, right? And complete chanting before honoring prasadam, we discuss with the devotees. But these are actually, once is Jayadeva Swami Maharaj was asked, you know, that devotees sometimes talk about these rules and regulations. So he said, these are not hard and fast, these are very soft and slow rules and regulations. Right? If there is a very hard and fast rule that during the time of initiation that a person has to vow that I will not take, eat anything or, you know, drink anything or sleep before completing chanting, that will be very tough, right? That will make it somewhat hard rule, right? But there is no such hard and fast rule. Khai teshu ite yatha tatha namalai. Desh kal desh niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further explains that because various people have various desires, therefore, you have manifested innumerable names because various people want to worship you in various mellows. Right? There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja Ase Shurekshita Patho Nanunatha Pumsam Yadyadhyata Urugaya Vibhavayanti Taddad Vapu Panayase Sadanukrahaya. This verse says that Yad yad dhyat auru gaya vibhavayanti tat tat vapu panayase sadanugrahaya. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Bhaktera ichhaye krishnera sarva avatar. At one place Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, as per the desire of the devotees, the Lord assumes various eternal forms. Right, the way devotee want to worship. So therefore there are innumerable eternal names of Krishna. Right? So therefore the Lord is saying that in all the names you manifest innumerable names as per the desire of devotees and Sarva Shakti Name Dila Kariya Vibhag Amara Durdeva Name Nahi Anurag. The Lord says you have invested your full potency in each and every name. Right, so the point being expressed herein, my Lord, you have been so liberal, you have tried to extend yourself to the conditioned soul to the maximum, right? You manifested so many names. You didn't made any hard rules and regulations, right? And then you have invested all the potency in all the various holy names, right? So you have done all your part. But see how much misfortune on my part, still I have no attraction towards chanting a holy name. Amar Durdev Name Nahi Anirad. So, in this way, when the Lord, He laments in this way, the humility of His heart further increase. Right? And in that humility the Lord says, how will I be able to actually chant the holy name of the Lord purely? Right? So in that humility, further the Lord recites this third verse.
Tanadapi shuni chenam tarorivasahishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi.
Recite the two verses.
Uttam haiya apnake mani trinadam. Dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasam. Uttam haiya vaishnavabe nirabhiman. Jive sammana dibe jani krishna adhishtan.
So, the both verse starts with Uttam haiya. Actually, a devotee is always striving for higher and higher consciousness, higher and higher purity to serve the Lord. Right? Prabhupada will say, my devotees will be recognized that they will be perfect gentlemen. Right? Uttam haiya. So a devotee, although he is a perfect gentleman, he strives for purity. However, Uttam haiya apanake mane trinadham. He considers himself to be lower than a blade of grass. And dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasam. He tolerates in two ways like the tree. So we'll discuss the tree's tolerance, two-way tolerance, and then we will briefly discuss the humility of the blade of grass. So he said the tree has twofold tolerance. First is tolerance for benevolence. Tolerance for benevolence means he tolerates in order to serve, in order to benefit other. Lord Krishna also glorifies this benevolence and the tolerance of the tree in the 10th canto. Oh, esham varajanma sarva prane upajivinam. What is the third line? I remember. Oh, esham varajanma sarva prane upajivinam. The last verse says, vimukhasya yanti narthina. Sujanasya eva yesham vai vimukha yanti narthina. That these three, and there is another verse also where the benevolence of the tree is glorified. Prana artha diye vacha shriya acharanam sada. Etavan janma safalyam dehinam dehishu yatha dehinam dehinam iva dehishu prana artha diye vacha shriya acharanam sada. So Lord Krishna glorified that how with their mind, with their body, with their words, with their life, the trees, they serve others. And sujanasya yesham vai vimukha yanti narthina. They are like those great benevolent person whom anyone approaches. Sujanasya yesham vai vimukha yanti narthina. Narthina means one who desires something from them. He is not disappointed. Vimukhasya. He is not disappointed. So they serve everyone and they do not disappoint anyone, these trees. So the Krishna glorifies the benevolence of the tree. But this benevolence is not possible without tolerance. Right? Because as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ye yei magayete de apanadan gharma vrishti sahe anera kareye rakshan. Right? The tree tolerates heat and gives shade to others. The tree tolerates cold but gives its wood to others to be warm. So in this way, in various ways a tree has to tolerate to actually benefit other. So therefore the first kind of tolerance the tree practice is tolerance for benevolence. And the second kind of tolerance of the tree explained is tolerance for cooperation. One is tolerance for benevolence, the second is the higher tolerance. Tolerance for cooperation. Right? So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Vrikshaya na kati leha kichu na bolaye, shukaya mai leha kare pani na magaye. When the tree is cut, it doesn't protest. When it dries, it doesn't ask for water. Right? So what is the meaning in our life? Tarusama sahishnuta vaishnava karibe. This is the second kind of tolerance. Brasana tadane kake kichuna balibe. So here when the tree is cut, it doesn't protest. Similarly, when a devotee is chastised, right, or rebuked, insulted, for whatever reason, whether it is a mistake or not, we are not discussing that aspect, but for whatever reason, if a devotee is chastised, rebuked by another devotee, right, where I'm saying, that is like a cutting, you know, that is cutting the false ego. So a devotee should not protest, he should tolerate that, right? That is the meaning. And then the tree doesn't ask for water when it dries, right? Similarly, that tolerance implies that a devotee, for the sake of cooperation, he doesn't complain when denied facilities, right? Just like the tree doesn't complain when denied water, continues to serve. Similarly, a devotee doesn't deny, he doesn't leave his service, doesn't complain when denied facilities, and doesn't protest or starts, you know, or starts rebuking further when he is rebuked. So this is the second tolerance for cooperation. So actually if one hears this verses, how the tree, you know, tarusama sahishnuta vaishnava karibe brasana tadane kake kichu na balibe, right, and shukaya mile kabu pani na magai, right, it actually to ordinary vision it looks like this is abusive demands, right? If a person is said, you know, that you don't, if you are chastised, don't repel, you know, you don't reply back or don't protest back when denied facilities, don't complain, all these things mentioned, looks like, you know, that is supporting some kind of abuse, right, into the ordinary vision. But however, as we will see, actually these principles are meant to be imbibed by every Vaishnava. We can't demand this principle to be followed. That's the important point. So this principle we have to imbibe and not just instruct to others simply. Right? And not demand that one follow. For our own practice, this principle I haven't described. So in this way, this is the tolerance of the tree, twofold tolerance. Then it's mentioned about the blade. Right? Uttam haiya Vaishnava habi. Right? Uttam haiya apana ke mane trinadham. So the blade of grass, he has no pride, right? Trinadham. It just bent down in any conflict, right? Whenever anyone comes and step down, you know, step upon the blade of grass, or there is a strong storm, right? So the blade of grass simply bends down, right? So if in this way, a blade of grass actually at every moment teaches us conflict resolution. That blade of grass doesn't stand. Any storm, anything comes, difficult circumstance, simply bends down. And then the storm passes away and simply stands up. Right? So avoids all kinds of conflict and gives us the best lesson of conflict resolution. Right? So if we can imbibe this principle, we can avoid so much conflict actually. And thus the mind will be free to focus on chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right? So therefore, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, after explaining this verse, he says, Urdhubahu kari kahun shun sarvalok nama sutre ganthi par kante ishlok prabhu agya kare ishlok acharan avashyapai ve tabe shi krishna charan. He says, I raise my hands, right? I raise my hand. That means he wants to make the point very emphatically
With my raised hand, I request all the readers to always remember this verse and practice it, because this is the instruction of Mahaprabhu. On Mahaprabhu's instruction, right, he said we should not demand, but we are discussing for our own individual practice. On Mahaprabhu's instruction, please practice this verse. Prabhu agya kare ee shloka acharan. Then you will soon attain the desired goal, which is the love at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Right? So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this way, he speaks this verse, right? And we should actually, the Prabhupada translated that one should be more tolerant than a tree, more humbler than a blade of grass. He said, what can be more than this? Right? Is there any, right? That we are discussing, what can be more than this, you know, such kind of tolerance, such kind of humility. What is there something further, anything more possible? Right? So actually it is described that Tattenu kampan shushumikshamana bhunjane vatma kritam vipakam hidvag vupurbir vidhan namaste. A devotee, what is that more thing? That is, a devotee gratefully he practices this principle. Right? So the tree and the blade of grass, they don't express gratitude. So when a Vaishnava is rebuked, chastised, he doesn't, not just he complains or, you know, repels, he even remains grateful, right? Which is beyond our imagination. Actually, this is a very high standard, but this is given actually, right? A devotee remains grateful. Right? So that is more tolerant than tree, more humbler than a blade of grass, right? But actually, this is the only way to chant the holy name purely. Just like there is a verse, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva Gadaninatha. There is no other means, no other means, no other means for perfection other than chanting the holy name. There is no other way, no other way, no other way of attaining the stage of pure chanting other than following this verse actually. Okay. So therefore this verse Krishna Kaviraj Goswami elaborates and he explains and says, please, another verse he says, you know, that follow this verse. Directly, he doesn't point out that one must follow this verse. Of course, he wants every verse to be followed, but specifically he says, Prabhu agya kare ee shloka acharan. Please practice this verse, because you will not proceed ahead. You will not proceed ahead. Right? So there is no other way other than this. Right? So actually, whatever adversary, whatever difficult circumstance come in our life, we should remember these words and take a small step ahead in practicing this verse. Right? That will actually help us in our spiritual journey. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, it's mentioned, Ati dan nepuna mage dasya bhakti dan apanare kare samsari jiva abhiman. So the Lord, so Vaishnava, when he tries his best to practice this principle, again there is a humility in the heart that actually, you know, when one sees, when one contemplate that I am unable to practice, I am falling back again and again in this practice, right? I am very, very far away. So therefore, again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's humility increases, right? After each verse, there is an increased humility. And then in this humility, he considers himself to be very ordinary. A devotee learns that I am very actually small person. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, apanare kare samsari jiva abhiman, considering himself to be a very ordinary person. So therefore, Vaishnava, considering him to be an ordinary person, he lamented that, my Lord, I will not be able to achieve any perfection, right? My attempts are very small. So that with increased humility, there is a further lamentation. And then again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mam janmani janmeshware bhavatad bhakti rahe tuki tvai. We'll recite the next two verses. Dhan jan nahi magu kavita sundari shuddha bhakti deha more Krishna kipa kari.
प्रेमेरा स्वभाव यहाँ प्रेमेरा संबंध सही माने कृष्ण मोरा नाही प्रेमगन।
राइट, सो लॉर्ड नाउ आस्क फॉर प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस। राइट, ही सेड आई विल श्योरली नॉट बी एबल टू अचीव बाय माई ओन एफर्ट, प्लीज बेस्टाओ। राइट, शुद्ध भक्ति देहे मोरे कृष्णा कृपा करी, ओ माई लॉर्ड यू बी मर्सीफुल, आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट एनीथिंग एल्स। राइट, प्लीज गिव मी प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस। राइट, सो एक्चुअली दिस इज अगेन अ वेरी हाई प्रेयर, प्रेयर ऑफ द हार्ट, दैट आई डू नॉट डिजायर एनीथिंग। सो बिकॉज इट सेड दैट when a devotee he is chanting the holy names and he has some other desire other than pure devotional service, he may have desire of pure devotional service but he has some other desire also, right? Krishna quickly fulfill that desire, right, and he keeps the devotional service on hold. He doesn't give that pure devotional service, right? Krishna yadi bhakte chute bhukti mukti diya, he said, when if Krishna yadi chute, कृष्ण अगर छूट जाए भुक्ति मुक्ति दिया, भक्ति का भूना देन राखे ने लुकाया, ही डजंट गिव प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस। राइट, सो द डिवोटी चैंटिंग द होली नेम, ही हैज सम डिजायर, यू नो, इफ आई ओनली कुड हैव दिस फैसिलिटी आई कुड हैव सर्व्ड कृष्ण मोर, कृष्ण इमीडिएट गिव्स दैट फैसिलिटी। राइट, सम डिवोटीज एक्सपीरियंस वाइल चैंटिंग सम डिजायर कम्स, कृष्ण एक्चुअली क्विकली फुलफिल्स दैट डिजायर। सम डिवोटी फील दैट, यू नो, आई वॉज थिंकिंग ऑफ सम प्रॉब्लम एंड द बेस्ट सोल्यूशन केम वाइल चैंटिंग द होली नेम, यू नो, अदरवाइज वुड नॉट हैव क्लिक्ड। Right? So Krishna many times he fulfills all other desires, right, but keeps the pure devotional service hidden. So therefore Krishna waits that unless there is only desire for pure devotional service, he keeps that hold, he holds on. Therefore Mahaprabhu saying, I absolutely do not want any other thing, right, dhan jana nahi mangu kavita sundari, I do not desire. Right, although sometimes we desire these things for Krishna service, but there is a desire that I also want some recognition and sector from service, right? So the desire is that I do not want anything, I simply want to serve you, whatever facilities are available, I will serve you within that. Okay. So in this way, Shuddha Bhakti Dehe More Krishna Kripa Kari. Right? Actually, when outside people, they hear this verse, right? Dhanna Jana Nahi Mangu Kavita Sundari, people will be surprised, Tumko life mein kya mangta hai, you know? You don't, and none of these things, then what is the desire? Right? There is a story actually in Chaitanya Bhagavat, nicely, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his way to Shantipur meets a tantric sannyasi. Right? This tantric sannyasi was very pleased to see the Lord. And he blessed him, may you have a lot of wealth and women to enjoy, and may have, you know, vidya and all those things. Right? He blessed the Lord. And the Lord says, oh, Sripad Gosai, it doesn't befit you to say all these things. Please bless me that I may attain the mercy of Krishna. I may attain pure devotional service. And this sannyasi became very angry. He said, Prithavi te janmiya ye na kaila vilas, uttam kamini yar narahila paash, yar dhan nahi tar jivane ki kaj, hen dhan var dite pau tumi laj. He said, you, one who has taken birth, and not enjoyed beautiful women, doesn't accumulate wealth, right? And doesn't have a lot of materialistic knowledge, etc. Why did he take birth? Right? What is the use of his living? This Tantrik Sanyasi says, exactly opposite to sometimes the devotee says, if we do not worship Radha Krishna, what is the use of, you know, the living, what is the use of taking human birth? Actually the opposite verses this Tantrik Sanyasi recites, right? So, materialistic people, they feel there is nothing to be desired outside of it, right? So therefore, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he rejects all the desires and only desires pure devotional service. Right? So, and then after reciting this verse, actually just it's described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, that these desire for name, fame, the subtler manifestation of dhanajan, that the name, fame, recognition, reputation, they are so subtle that invariably they creeps in within the practice of devotional service. Just like when a person sows some seeds, the weeds grow very naturally. Right? There is no seed sown. The seeds of the weeds are always there. The desire to enjoy within the heart is always there. So therefore these weeds, they invariably grow in the life of all practicing devotees. Desire for name, fame, recognition. Right? And it's explained that these desires look exactly the same like the bhakti lata. A person may be chanting the holy name, doing very nice kirtan, and all the other people may be very, you know, say, oh, so such nice devotion expressed in chanting. But if he is chanting with the desire that he may be recognized, his reputation may spread, that actually is a upshakha. Exactly looks like a bhakti laka shakha. Oh, you know, so is advancing so nicely. Right? So this upshakha, these desires are not easily recognizable. Said only the pure devotees can recognize these desires. Right? As I shared last time that once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, looking at a devotee, he said, one can be proud even of cleaning the toilets. Right? So the cleaning the toilet is a very humble menial service. By that one's devotional service should grow actually. But even that service may lead to pride and desire for recognition, and the not the main creeper but the upshakha, the secondary creeper may grow. Right? So therefore one should always hear from pure devotees, because they point it out that what is upshakha, and one should read Srimad Bhagavatam again and again, and then one can understand what is the devotional creeper and what is the upshakha, this weed which actually chokes up. So therefore, one has to be aware that not just grossly, but even subtly within devotional service, one doesn't cultivate any other desire other than pure devotional service, as expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dhana Jana Nahi Magu, Kavita Sundari, Shuddha Bhakti Dehe More Krishna Kipakari. So reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, again the humility within his heart increased. अति धन्य पुनः मागे दस्य भक्ति दान अपनारे करे संसारी जीव अभिमान. अगेन अति धन्य, द ह्यूमिलिटी हार्ट फर्दर इंक्रीज, एंड ही बेग्ड लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु फॉर दस्य भक्ति. सो अटैचमेंट टू कृष्णा ही आस्क्ड प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. विद इन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस आर मेनली फोर मेलोस. राइट, वी से फाइव, बट एक्चुअली द शांत रति, that is sometimes not included because it's a neutral stage. As there is a verse which says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yuga Dharma Pravartaimu Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Tribhuvan. Chari Bhava, the four bhavas. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now in this, after reciting the fourth verse, he begs for Dasya Bhava in the fifth verse. Okay. We go to the next verse. ऐ नंदा तनुजा किंकरम पतितम माम विषमे भवान बुधो कृपया तव पाद पंकजा सितदूली सदृशम विचिंतया. रिसाइट द टू वर्सेस. तुमार नित्य दास मुई तुम पसरिया फड़िया चुभवन नवे माया बद्ध हयत कृपा करी कर मोरे पद धूलिसम तुम्हारा सेवक करूं तुम्हारा सेवन. राइट, सो इफ अगेन वी सी दैट देर इज अ लेमेंटेशन दैट ओ एक्चुअली आई एम एन इटर्नल सर्वेंट बट आई हैव फॉलन दिस ओशन ऑफ बर्थ ओल्ड एज डिजीज एंड डेथ भवान नवे एंड आई मीन बाउंड टाइटली. Right? Therefore, kripa kari kar more pad dhuli sam. My Lord, please reinstate me and give me the service of your lotus feet. Right? So here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking for service. Right? So we actually the very first words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching to Sanatana Goswami is Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Sarup Hai Krishnera Nityadas. Jivera Sarup Hai Krishnera Nityadas. A living entity's constitutional position is actually to be servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Right? And Prabhupada, this attitude of servitude is actually is explained very elaborately in chapter 6 of Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? Where Advaita Acharya, he yearns, he begs for the mood of a servant. Right? And Prabhupada says, unless a person is invigorated with the desire for this service to the Lord, right? A person cannot understand the nature of mellows of love for Krishna. Right? That remains inaccessible. So therefore, this particular attitude of service to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he desires. And then desiring this, Kripa Kari, Karamore Pad Dhuli Sam. Please let me become a servant and serve your lotus feet. The Lord, in this mood, he recites the next verse. So the Lord may say that, okay, you want to serve me, what salary you want? Right? So in this way, in the next verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desires that he may receive the salary of pure love. He may simply serve the Lord out of pure love. Right? Text 6 will recite, Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgadarudhaya gira pulakai nichitam vapukada tavanam grahane bhavishyati. So, the two verses, Punati utkantha danya haila udgam Krishna Thai Mage Prema Nama Sankirtan Prema Dhan Vina Vyartha Daridra Jivan Dasakari Vetan More Deha Prema Dhan. Right? So we know that we want to perform unmotivated devotional service, but here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, actually I would like to have salary. Right? Give me Vetan is salary. Das kari vetan more deha prem dhan. So this salary actually is actually unmotivated only. There is no the desire for just asking the love for Krishna. Right? The nature of that love is unmotivated. Right? So therefore there is not any actually motivation over him in that sense. Already expressed in a way that I want to serve you and receive the salary of pure love for you. Right? So Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions three kinds of spiritual wealth. Right? The one mentioned here is prema dhan. That is one kind of spiritual wealth which doesn't deteriorate with time. Right? And a person who earns this wealth, we understand that person is the most wealthiest person. The second wealth is a wealth of kripa dhan. Right? All these wealths they do not deteriorate with time. They are akshaya and avyaya. So Pradaprudra Maharaj desired that wealth. Yadi se himaha prabhura na pai kripa dhan kiba rajya kiba deha sab akaran. So if I cannot obtain the dhan of Mahaprabhu's kripa, then there is no use of any other wealth of this world. In the third wealth, which is the wealth of service, seva dhan, that is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Payayar agyadhan vrajera vaishnavagana vandotar mukhya haridas. So he says, Payayar agyadhan. I received the wealth of service, right? Agyadhan. They instructed me to perform this service of writing this book, right? Receiving this wealth of service given by the Vaishnavas, headed by Haridas Thakur, I am mentioning a drop. I have taken up the task of writing or describing one drop of the ocean of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the third kind of wealth mentioned. Right? So in this way, the devotee only actually desires this wealth. Right? So this is up to verse, we have covered up to verse 6. Right? So, as I said that how these verses start from Adho Shraddha and go up to Prema, and then further there are 7 stages ahead of Prema, the Prema also increase. So we'll just discuss up to the 6 verses, which stage is what. Right? So you can show the first verse. So verse 1, actually the stage of Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha and Bhajan Kriya are depicted in the first verse. Cheto Dharapan Marjanam, the bhajan kriya, when performing the, one has a faith associated with the devotees and starts taking up the Krishna consciousness process, the cleaning process. The second verse actually mentions anarth nivritti. Right? As one chants the holy name of the Lord, his anarthas are further and further clears. Right? Go to the third verse. So, as the anartha vritti is happening, when there is a substantial anartha vritti, then there comes nishtha. Right? At the stage of nishtha, one can resolve that I want to follow this instruction of Mahaprabhu, Tranada Pishuni Chena. Right? Only by following this instruction can one develop little taste, which is ruchi, which is mentioned by Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. Right? Without taste, one cannot chant the holy name of the Lord always. So the stage of nishtha and ruchi is indicated in this third verse. Then, I do not want anything else except pure devotional service. This indicates asakti. Right? Strong attachment only to actually serve Krishna, perform his devotional service. Right? And then the next verse where he is asking for this bhav, right? Dasya bhav, as we had discussed. So the stage of bhav is indicated in this fifth verse, and the next verse indicates prema, right? Where he is asking, let me lovingly chant her holy name, then there be eyes, tears within my eyes. So all the symptoms, there are symptoms of prema. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has included this verse in the explanation, Prem Dhan Vina Vyarth Daridra Jivan. Right? So up to this sixth verse, one covers from Shraddha to Prema. Then the seventh, go to the seventh verse. Right? So when the Lord desired this Prema, he recited this particular verse, the seventh verse. Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishaitam Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name udvege divas nayai shana haila yugasam varshar mege praye ashru varishe nayan govinda virahe shunya haila tribhuvan Tushanale pude yena naya e jivan. Right? So, the meaning is quite clear that how in great, so when there is a development of the love, actually the prema develops further with the feelings of separation. Right? So, there arose the feeling of separation at this point within the Lord. And we know the main reason why Krishna left the residents of Vrindavan and went, he wanted their prema to take another level. Right? Because prema increased through the feelings of separation. So in this way, one moment of separation, 12 years seems to pass in one moment in that separation. Right? And there is a feeling of intense burning of the heart. And then one prema increase. Right? So this prema, so we'll just quickly in few minutes cover the next two verses because they are very high stage. We'll not give any much elaborate description. So this verse, seventh verse, come to the stage of anurag. Right? As I said that prema krame badi hai, sneha man panay, rag anurag, the fifth of the seventh stage. Then bhav mahabhav. There is another stage of bhav indicated here before mahabhav, but it is different from the bhav. So there is the one bhav of the people in the material world, right? Bhav, we said, jada bhav nahi khane ka. There is another bhav of practicing devotees where avirth, shanti avirth kalaptam, the symptoms of that are given. A devotee is very careful not to avoid wasting time. He is always absorbed. And this bhav is, the names are the same, but the level is different. So this bhav before mahabhav is a very high stage experienced by the residents of Vrindavan and even the queens of Dwarka also. Right? So this seventh verse comes up to Anurag, and the next verse recited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates the bhav and the mahabhav. Ashlishyeva padratam pinashtuma adarshanamam hatam karotuva yathatatava vidadhatu lampato matpranathastu saevanapara. We'll recite this verse. आमे कृष्ण कृष्ण पद दासी ते हो रस सुख रासी आलिंगिया करे आत्मा साथ किवा न दे दर्शन जारे न मोर तनु मन तबे ते हो मोर प्राण नाथ So in this verse it expressed that actually I am always a servant of Krishna and I want the happiness of Krishna. And even in giving that happiness, there is personal distress that I do not mind that personal distress. Right? Even Madhavendra Puri's Pragada Premerai Sobhava Achar Nij Dukh Vigna Dhiranakare Vichar. This is the nature that there is a, Prabhupada says there is a no tinge of selfishness at this stage, right? To show, so this is the highest perfection of even prema, right? Where there is, even when the, this gopis of Vrindavan, they desire something, right? They desire Krishna association is actually for Krishna's happiness. When they become angry with Krishna, it is for Krishna happiness. When there is sometimes feeling of envy among the gopis with each other, right? As we read, it is only for Krishna's happiness, right? So there is no tinge of selfishness at this stage of Mahabhav. Right? And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami concludes this by saying, Prabhura Shikshashtak Shloka Yehi Pade Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tare Bade Dine Dine. Whoever hears and recites these eight verses of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he composed to instruct others as well as relish himself, his devotional service to Krishna will increase day by day. Krishna prem bhakti tare pade dine dine. Right? So in this way, all these verses are very beautifully composed, and we are able to understand these verses by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who has explained everything to us. And we seek his blessings, pray to him that we may actually follow the teaching of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and progress in the path of devotional service. Right? Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Kindly forgive me, we went quite over time. Thank you. Hare Krishna.